This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, the Bubba's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to it. This is the Capricorn Adventure. On a Friday afternoon, my name is King Bash. I'm with the Winter Stock himself, right? Now, this week, our very own King Monada has been trending every day, man, for how he has been acting since the purchase of his Ford Raptor. When I saw that, I knew we had to have our own, you know, motoring journalist for sure, and I do join us to tell us what makes this car stand out. We've seen it, but how it is really, right? Pashurban also tried out the budget-friendly Kia Picanto, a perfect contrast to the beastly Raptor. He joins me on the line right now. Good afternoon, Pashurban. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. Fantastic in yourself.
No, I'm great. I'm great. Great to have you back. And thank you so much for taking your time, man, once again to come and speak to us, yeah?
Anytime. It's always a blessing.
All right, so I'm excited about this, Pashurban, because the Ford Ranger, you know, but the Raptor, that is the talk of the town. How did it feel, man, finally to get behind the wheel of the highly anticipated Ford Ranger Raptor?
Sure, King Bash. As you can imagine, a lot of emotions were going through my mind and heart. It was exciting. It was very fun, very cool. It's like a Ford Mustang, but and bucky, you know, like they've decided to cook something like that. And powerful, thirsty, as I achieved 16 meters per 100 kilometers, minor tapping on the throttle. I wasn't doing a max for stop, and trust me, I was taking it very easy. And I've seen the highest is about 18. So it's a very thirsty beast, endowed with a 3-liter turbocharged V6 petrol motor, kicking out a nice, decent 292 kilowatts and 583 newton meters of torque. So it means it's wild, fast, and just, yeah, it's quite obnoxious as well. And a lot of neighbors were always on the WhatsApp groups, they were tapping away saying, "Whose loud car is this?" And I was just thinking, hey, I can't control the sound of the Raptor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. So most importantly, I mean, I hear you speaking about the kilowatts. You know, that always gets me excited. So how did the Raptor perform off-road compared to the other, you know, Ranger derivatives?
So, you know, the overall, you know, that agility as well, the responsiveness on-road applies off-road. So it's very swift on its handling. It's wild indeed, and I took it through some dusty roads, not much, you know, rock climbing, more just light, leisurely gravel roads. And compared to the regular Ranger Bucky, the Raptor's chassis is more reinforced to handle any brutal conditions, whether it be in sand dunes as well. It's a bit of mixed, you know, thick rubber, and perfect, what's the word? The speed and the tires, they just blend quite well too. I don't know how to describe that part, yeah. But it's quite an interesting one. And yeah, on the bumps and uncomfortable roads, you don't feel anything, King Bash. It's the spine definitely says thank you very much. You are saving me. And you might think, is it really fast? Is the Raptor very fast? It is, I must admit, but I think it's because it's so heavy. Mm. It's a 2.4-ton vehicle, so you definitely have a lot of weight to push. I didn't feel it to be as crazy. But out of the pick, I think, yeah, it was lovely. And, yeah, I think the big question is, which out of all the Ranger variants, the Wildtrak X with the 2-liter bi-turbo diesel motor, or the Ranger Platinum with the V6 turbo diesel, and then we have this, the petrol Raptor with the 3-liter V6. I'm leaning towards the other derivatives, eh, because of just its practical sense. You know, the Raptor is just definitely, yeah, it's everyday driving, I must admit, King Bash. I was watching a bit of my wallet there.
Most definitely. I can imagine, man. I mean, but let's quickly talk, you know, about the interior and exterior. Are there any standout features to keep an eye on, Pashurban?
So yeah, it's very menacing. It sticks out like a sore thumb. I always had this bright orange color, so you just know, like, you're the king of the road when you pull up.
So you took the one that looks like King Monada's one. So you had to just do that.
I had to. You know, hey, and people, I don't know what. So people were just looking at this car. They were like some celebrity or something. I was just like, hey guys, you know, I felt more at peace in the Picanto, you know, but as this car, you know, your eyes will wander about. It looks lovely. The front end is squared off. It's imposing. The black wheels, side steps, and those exhaust pipes. I mean, on a bucky, that's quite insane. And inside, you're not missing out on much. It's quite familiar to all the other Ranger derivatives. You'll only notice that the orange stitching from outside, the color of the car is found inside on the seats. dash and steering wheel, but yeah, that's about it. And then obviously the sound system, King Bash, most important, the Bang on Allison sound system. That the bucket can be had for about 1,149,000 rand.
Buckies are normal buckies, for sure. And I think I said this the last time we had, you know, a conversation when you test drove the other bucky, and I'm like, you know what? Buckies are normal buckies. Now we're buying buckies for over a million. I don't know.
That's like a bond, King Bash. It is a bond.
But you recently, you know, also tested the revised, you know, Kia Picanto. How was it? Would you say, you know, it's a great fit for the younger crowd?
Absolutely. I think it's nice as a budget beater for your, you know, your university students. You're looking for something a little more trendy. It drives quite nice. It's very bulk. Well, you know, good cabin, feels solid, the materials. The design language, I see they've also given it a bit of an aggressive look for this little cute Picanto. It looks nice. Fuel efficient, 4.5 liters. But yeah, definitely nice for the younger crowd. Although, I mean, I see the price tag off the one I drove, the Alex manual model, 1 liter natural aspirated motor. It's about 260,000 rand. So I feel like cars are just, you know, we're tightening the belt a bit, right? It's not getting any cheaper.
Yeah, no, I really do agree with you on that. But now, I know this might sound ridiculous, but I need to ask this. The big question, since you drove both cars this week, and money, if money isn't a factor, which one does your heart lean towards out of pure curiosity, you know?
Sure, King Bash, you know, of course, the Raptor naturally. But in practical sense, I like the Picanto because, you know, whether it's whatever wheels you use on a day-to-day basis, it gets you from point A to point B. You just need something that's comfortable, nice, efficient. And I think I was gravitating to the Picanto, funny enough, even though, you know, the Raptor is you're like a celebrity when you drive the Raptor.
Bring it here, so that the celebrity in me can really come out.
Hey, we both do that, though. I just do it because there's a, but I'll have to save for a couple of months,
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, it's really tough.
lovely, yeah. And King Bash, what do you think about the Raptor? Is it something you'd like?
Let me be honest with you. I was talking to my sister last week about it. I'm not really a bucky guy. But since I saw the one with the pipes, when I heard that thing, you know, leave and just that man throttled from the robot, and I'm like, what in the God's name is that? And I fell in love, I'm not going to lie. So I'm leaning more towards it. I see myself in it. It's just that I haven't wrapped my mind around the price tag yet because, I mean, buckies used to be, you know, we used to look at them from 450, 350, 450, at least half a mil. But now we're doing double that, and I'm really, really worried, you know. So, I don't know. We'll get there. We'll definitely get there, Prashoen.
We will. We gotta push hard, I guess.
We need to. So let's wrap up the segment, Prashoen. Can you share a helpful tip? And don't forget, you know, about this week's soothing hot jam.
All right. Thanks, Invest. So when buying a car at an auction, just be extra cautious. While you might find a bargain like a nice Golf 7 GTI for 250,000 rand, remember that auction cars are sold footstuts, with meaning as is, without warranties. Always check the car service history, mileage, and look for any accident damage and major repairs, of course. And if possible, you know, bring along a trusted mechanic that you have to inspect the vehicle. A little extra due diligence will save you a lot of hassles in the long run. And yes, let's end off by Zane Hey, Mr. DJ.
Most definitely. Yes. Let's wrap it up. Thank you so much for sharing. Do have yourself a great weekend ahead.
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and listeners.
Yes, and yes, and yes again. I'm still stuck on the Raptor, man. Oh, my goodness. For sure, with Naidu, that was. You can catch him next week, same time, same place, as we take a look at a new car. Follow him on Instagram at @Prashoen_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.